welcome to Drunken Lullabies. This is our fourth show. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas time, and it's almost New Year's. And this is our final show of the year, and I've got some special guests in the kitchen studio. Some friends of mine from Nashville are playing a show locally, and we decided to have a show themed around Nashville beers for the most part, and they brought some up, and we're going to enjoy them. So let's go around and introduce everybody. First, Blake, my co-host, is unable to be here. He's a new father. You know how babies are. Things happen. So sitting in Blake's spot, we got my buddy Brent.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, good. I was hoping you weren't just going to smile because this is a podcast and people can't hear that.
It took me a second to remember that. It's a very powerful smile.
Yes. I felt it. I wasn't even looking.
So Brent, he will probably appear on the show again. So this is his first appearance of many down the road. And he likes drinking beer and he likes music, so perfect fit. Across from me, I've known this gentleman for many, many years. He hired me when I was 18 to work at his record store and then decided it'd be a good idea to let me run it about 8 years ago. We're still not sure if that was the best decision, but he's stuck with me all this time. And he is actually in a band called The Great Affairs. They are our featured band of this episode, so it seems fitting that we have the band on and we play their music while they're here and they drink and enjoy the beer with us. So, Denny Smith, welcome to Drunken Lullabies.
Thank you, sir. Proud to be here.
All right, sitting at my right, he had a birthday a couple months ago that we celebrated when they were in town. Many drinks were had, cake was eaten, and yeah, it was a memorable night. Kenny, welcome to Drunken Lullabies.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
All right, so as I said, the theme of this show is Nashville. We had these guys bring us some beer from the Nashville area, and then I've got some that unfortunately isn't from Nashville, but, you know, if I can get my friends to bring me beer that I can't try at home, that's all the excuse I need to have a podcast, so I can drink. All right, and...
Exposing an underlying problem.
Right, right. It's a hobby. It's convenient for me, you know. I like drinking, and I can call this a hobby now. I don't know.
For me, it's more of a profession, really. But
yeah, I'm near a professional level, you know.
Yeah,
If I'm doing a podcast on it, I'm not in the minors anymore, I guess. We've got a drinking game, if you've listened to our previous episodes, and we've got some in-studio guests. The other members of The Great Affairs are here. We've got Pat with a silent nod.
Hello.
Okay, and then we also have Matt.
Hello.
And they're sitting kind of behind us, but they've got the beer. They're tasting and enjoying it as well. So I didn't want to make them feel left out. And also, Brianna's sitting over on the futon listening to the shenanigans and just being a sounding board, I guess. So, yeah, we got a full kitchen this episode. Now, you guys can participate in the drinking game, and I'm going to explain what the rules are. Anytime somebody swears, that's a drink.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
And we don't have to do this because we're supposed to be drinking more, but we want the people at home listening to join in as well. So anytime there's a swear, anytime there's a movie reference or a TV reference, that's a drink. Anytime somebody does an impression or a voice, which usually ties in with a TV movie reference, that's a drink. Anytime there is an audible expulsion of gas, whether through a belch or a fart, that is a drink. That's more for my co-host, Blake. He likes to let some squelchers out while we're recording, so we worked that into the show.
This is a classy program.
Yeah, right? So
no, I would have dressed up, but I know it's going to be like this.
And we've also got a word of the day. Anytime the word of the day is said, that is a drink. And the word of this episode is Nashville. So anytime that word is said in this episode, take a sip. Or more than a sip, take a full drink, because we want you to be feeling as good as we are by the end of this episode.
You got more beer in that fridge.
Yep, there's plenty of beer in the fridge. All right, so our first beer of the episode is from Nashville, and Denny and Kenny and the rest of the guys brought this up in their rig, and it is a peanut butter milk stout from Tailgate, and this is at 6.2%. And it's, you feel free to start drinking now while I read the description and then we can go into what we think of it. Becoming a cult classic in Nashville, the Peanut Butter Milk Stout is a full-bodied, velvety, smooth milk stout. After fermentation is complete, we add peanut butter flavor to the beer, giving just enough of that recognizable peanut butter flavor and aroma, but still maintaining a delicious, approachable milk stout. Now, it's definitely got a peanut butter scent right off the get-go as soon as you stick your nose in the glass, like a nice Reese's cup. Brent, what do you think? You like the dark beers?
I like it. It's smooth. Peanut buttery.
I'm a fan of this kind of thing, but I like this one a lot.
Yeah. Now, Kenny, what kind of beers do you prefer?
Well, I drink a lot, so the heavier the stuff, it's difficult for me.
Right.
To
say, but, that know, makes so, sense.
I'm more a Pilsner lager type okay. guy, but I do appreciate any.
Now, good do you go for good craft beer, or do you go for like the Miller High Life?
No, I don't really do.
Okay. Well, a few of the bands we've featured, they tend to lean that way. I think because they're struggling musicians. Yeah. And
well, as a school bus driver, Kenny has to be able to access the beer along his route. Yeah. As well,
it's got to be something that they carry at the stop and rob, so I can step off and get it before the kids get too fidgety.
Right.
I'm actually not a school bus driver.
You're not Otto from The Simpsons?
No.
No? So, Denny, is this a favorite of yours back home?
It is. There is a downside to this beer, though, in that you can't... It's hard to follow up. You have two of these.
Yeah.
It's not the percentage of alcohol, and it's just the...
Yeah, 6.2, that's not... You could drink this for a while.
Yeah, it's just trying to cleanse your palate after this and move on to something else. Doesn't work out so well.
It's kind of long finish on this one, for sure. Mm-hmm. The other downside to anything at Tailgate Brewer is it's difficult to get home after you've been there for a while because all the beers are so good, you got to try them. And,
you go get a flight.
Well, and then you have to get Uber driver to come pick you up pick your car up the next
That's week. Always good. We do recommend designated drivers or taking cabs. Mm-hmm. The first couple episodes we recorded here weeks ago, we had some people in some bad shape. Luckily, co-host's wife was here to drive two of them home. I live here, so I didn't have to go anywhere, but I was in the best shape. And poor Tyler. Poor Tyler was laid up on the futon for about 3 hours before he was able to
walk home in these winter months with these harsh conditions.
No, we want everybody to have a happy holiday season. So... Well, if you guys have enjoyed this, we can we can move on to the Evil Octopus IPA next. Grab that out of the fridge here. I'm still not done drinking the peanut butter milk stout, but that's what the song breaks are for. Everybody can... Oh, I forgot this is a dark IPA. I was expecting much lighter. Now your comment earlier, I sound like a jackass. Earlier we poured the peanut butter milk stout, and Denny was asking which beer this was, and I said, does that look like an IPA to you? And I forgot that this is a dark IPA.
It is unusual for an IPA to be this dark, though, for sure.
Yeah.
I can tell already it's going to be good.
All right, so this one is from Mayday Brewery. And this is the Evil Octopus IPA. This is a 6.2% ABV, much like the peanut butter milk stout we just drank. Oh, and we have a call in the studio. Somebody's going to pick us some
Pat's
beer.
A very important man. He can.
Yes, he is. All right.
He's got a lot
going
on.
We'll set this one over here. Yeah, Pat's a happening guy. That happens. Well, we can work that into the drinking game, too. Any more phone rings, that's a drink. All right, this is from Murphy's... That's such a hard... You want to say Murfreesboro, but it's
Murfreesboro,
Tennessee. And here is their description of the Evil Octopus. When was the last time you found yourself trapped under the surface of the dark sea, entwined in the tendrils of the unseen forces of nature? With Evil Octopus, a black beer loaded with 8 hop additions, one for every leg of this magnificent beast. Taste the inky black goodness that only the mouth of danger can provide. as you and the evil octopus mount an attack on your taste buds, coating them with a splash of currant, that heavenly floral aroma, and a 6.2% ABV that reminds you why you dressed up like a pirate this morning. That's a very wordy description from Mayday Brewery here.
This better be the best IPA I've ever had.
They hired Hank Moody to write the description for this. And I don't know that I need that much information about my beer, but
yeah, you know, it doesn't hurt sometimes to have a look. Yeah, this they may look similar, but you stick your nose in this one, you can definitely tell it's not a stout. It's got a citrusy aroma to it.
Are we clear to consume this now?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You guys are supposed to be drinking while I did that whole diatribe about pirates and whatnot.
Oh, well, shit.
We were hanging on every word, so.
That's good.
Well, I'm not getting the really Jack good. Sparrow vibe from it, but it does taste really good.
That's Kenny helping you guys get drunk.
That actually wasn't a Jack Sparrow accent.
Well, it was an accent, though. This is good. Not too many black IPAs that I've drank. I do enjoy, there's one from Four Hands called Alter Ego, which I had for the first time down at John Brown's in Marion. And I think it was the can that attracted me. Yeah, that's one of your guys' favorite stops.
It's a much longer than one round stop we make.
But. Well, the thing with our rounds is Pat and I drink about three to their one because we drink fast. So, you know.
Yeah.
It was four.
Us talker. It takes
longer for the talkers. I only recently found out it's a race. I was not aware of the race.
We drink fast, you know.
And I go next door and spend a ridiculous amount of money on vintage jackets.
Uh-huh. $8.
$8.
So you guys, like I said, we just mentioned John Brown's on the square in Marion is a favorite stop. Now, when you guys are out on the road, are there any other places that you've come across that you really enjoy?
I'm liking this place right here with the free beer.
Mm. Yeah. That, you know, so not all clubs have great beer selections.
Most do not.
Not available to you.
Yeah. So are there any, aside from John Brown's, that you've come across that were, you were like, I would play there again just for their beer selection?
Cicero's in St. Louis.
Yes. Very nice place, yes.
They had Delirium Nocturnum or Delirium Tremens on tap.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Well,
not a good idea if you have to drive it.
I prefer the Nocturnum, honestly.
I do too, myself, but they had the Tremens on tap and it's great.
Tennessee Brewworks.
Yeah, Tennessee Brewworks is great,
which we will be sampling here in a little while, I think.
No, we're not.
We're not sampling that today?
I didn't have time to get down
there. Oh, I thought that's what I meant to get.
It
was on tap.
They've got a, they call it the Basil Rye Man.
Play there just for the beer.
Nice. Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
I mean, we do actually play there just for beer.
That's
the gig.
That's all right. Well,
but the Southern Wit is very good.
Yeah, Southern Wit's great too.
We don't really try hard.
I'll bring that next time.
Cool. All right. Well, I think we've talked about, you know, shows enough. We should listen to a little bit of your music. So we're going to kick into song number one, and this is off of your newest album called Dream in Stereo, and this is The Next 3 Minutes. You guys have a fun video on YouTube that a buddy of yours made.
That's from Mike J. Nichols.
Yeah, has some clips from The Shining worked in. You guys are not in the video. You somehow got old school Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall and Danny Lloyd. Is Scatman Crothers in there as well?
He does have a brief appearance.
All right, cool. So yeah, make sure you look that up on YouTube. I'll probably have a link for it up on our page. But here is The Great Affairs with The Next 3 Minutes.
I wasn't looking for the words to change my world. Just the next 3 minutes, the mind of this beautiful girl. With my average features in this merciful light, gonna make her a believer in my cause tonight. All the wrongs out of harmony, just out of tune, let me sing you away, sing you away. Just keeps turning me on as the clock runs down. lost it in every device. Why? All available charm at my disposal abused. Every weakness exploited and suddenly in plain view. If I could just find a melody I'd hum to it. Sing you away.
And that was the next 3 minutes from The Great Affairs. It was actually 3 minutes and 43 seconds. I don't know if you're aware of that.
We're not good with math.
Okay. What we like doing, everybody here at the table always selects drinkware out of my cabinet. What is everybody... Oh.
Did you just pour me shoe polish?
We're going to get into that
just
in a bit here.
Cleared my sinuses, dude.
All right.
Holy cow.
Our next beer is a doozy, and it seems like it's a good thing I decided to save it for the podcast and share it with friends rather than drink it on my own.
I'm afraid to drink it.
All right. We double fist on Drunken Lullabies because we're drinking two beers at a time. I selected Grimace, who is doing obscene things on a pogo stick, apparently. I'm not quite sure what he's... doing, but yeah, it's Grimace on a pogo stick, and then I have Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks on my left. Brent, what are you drinking out of this episode?
Looks like Stone Brewing Company.
That is correct.
As well as Great Lakes.
All right, Brent can still read, so Brent, we're good.
Yeah. Not a fan of pop culture.
Not at all.
Kenny, what do you got?
I got classic NFL from the 70s class.
Oh, okay.
I may or may not put in my pocket when I leave here.
Oh, okay.
And then I've got Wonder Woman because I'm a huge comics fan, and you can't go wrong with
that
the Bucks
from
Amazon there. Yeah. Man.
Denny, what you got?
I'm a Chipmunk guy too. I got my Theodore.
Cool.
And
this Big Mac.
His name? Big Mac.
Big
was that
Mac.
His name? The
well,
sheriff
yes,
with Big Mac.
This was selected in a previous
Mayor McCheese
episode.
And
no,
Big
that's
Mac.
Not Mayor
no,
McCheese.
That is
that's
Big
that's
Mac.
That's what I'm saying. But the other guy was Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese is the other hamburger.
He was the fat bastard. And then
yeah.
this is the.
And then there's Captain Crook, the pirate. He's towards the back of the shelf. Nobody has selected
Robin,
him.
Robin,
yet.
Robin.
Yep. But Hamburglar was my choice.
Yeah, there's a couple of them
last night.
Oh, yeah,
so, and then Brianna's drinking out of Simon from the Chipmunks, so all three Chipmunks are being represented. Pat, you went with...
I am drinking from the beautiful Elvira.
Yep.
Which is going in my pocket as well.
All right.
And Matt, what you got over there?
And Matt, Rowdy Piper for Matt.
Matt has a bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
That's got like Care Bears or something.
I didn't realize the glasses were supposed to be important.
Pat also has a tea that he has not been using. All right. So this next beer, this is from Ballast Point. This is the Indra Kunindra. It is a curry export stout. It is a gutty export stout.
Oh.
It's 7%. This India-style export stout is a unique collaboration with award-winning home brewer Alex Tweet. It's released in limited quantities, and this explosion of South Asian flavors is reason enough to kneel down and thank the heavens. So they say. A burst of Madras curry, cumin, cayenne, coconut, and kaffir lime leaf. It was in the LA International Beer Competition and won a gold in 2012 and 13. And it's one of those beers that has a reputation of a love it or hate it.
I can see that.
I'm going hate it.
Yeah.
Because
it's different.
I'd be hating it if we didn't have access to those VIP bathrooms later.
I taste all those ingredients except whatever the fuck that last thing was.
Lime?
Gosh, man.
No, not lime.
I'm going to go blow the door off your bathroom. Yeah.
This is a potential colon blow.
This is
Indian food.
I picked this one up. I tied it in because our last beer was called Evil Octopus, and this has an octopus on the label, so that's how I'm
working. It is actually good.
It's good once you get...
It's kind of... Yeah. It takes a minute.
It's great going down, but man...
It's going to be evil after.
Very spicy.
Like a breakfast cocktail I make in the morning.
I feel like if I cook some rice in it and then ate it, it'd be like really good, you know? Like
something to take that. Whatever this edge is.
Yeah, it's got a weird. Yeah, I just took my first sip. And it's like
you see what I mean?
Yeah. I picked this up at Dean's Liquors in Collinsville, Illinois. It's got a little bit
making this in the back.
It's got a little bit of heat after
products out.
Which is not how I like.
That's that cayenne I think coming out.
Very blatant.
I can understand why it would win and the gold. It is very.
I'm glad we already played
and not bad.
Right?
But yeah. I can feel my throat burning right now. Man.
Not only can you drink it and get hammered, you can also use it to strip your hardwood floors.
Probably.
You can run your car.
Don't spill anything.
And it's only 7%. That's, I think, what's kind of surprising. You would think something that tastes this strong would be higher.
This has more to do with the...
Yeah, the other 93% is apparently
the spice element. It's weird because it reminds me of that... that Kentucky bourbon ale in some weird way. It's got that...
Oh, my God.
When you get a whiff of that, it's that same kind of...
Yeah. Are you talking the Founders, Kentucky, the KBS?
I don't know who makes it. They've got two different...
No, it's Kentucky... the brewery's called Kentucky something.
Oh, yes, I've had that as well. Okay.
It's really good.
It basically tastes like bourbon with some carbonation.
Yeah. You would have loved the pumpkin beer we drank a few weeks ago. We drank that as well. That's 9%. No, we had a Shipyard bourbon barrel aged pumpkin ale called Smashed Pumpkin.
I haven't seen that.
That's what took Tyler onto the futon.
It was Corbin's personal brew.
Yeah, it was like 12%, very, very boozy, bourbon-y on the nose. It was something.
I love that Kentucky. The stout is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this
I have a couple of them.
Their pumpkin and their IPA is great too.
I made a good call on this. I don't think I would enjoy drinking a full bomber of this on my own. So I'm glad I shared it for.
Pretty sure damage to my trachea being done right now.
All right. Well, you know what? I think we're gonna
cheat and going back to this.
We're gonna peanut butter.
No. I've got a chocolate milk stout here next.
Well, that
got
clean glass.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to move on to beer number 4.
Oh, yeah, we got a drink.
See, I'll be a gentleman for
you. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thanks, sweetie.
All right, this is... And save some for Matt from your can, because I took care of the three of us.
Thin glass.
How much you got, Matt? Sorry. It felt like I poured more.
Matt needs a full pour.
All right, this is from Four Hands. This is a brewery out of St. Louis. This is probably my favorite St. Louis brewery. When I go to a Cardinal game, I like to visit their brew pub before. It's a couple blocks from the stadium, so you can go. You know, St. Louis is an Anheuser-Busch town, but not to me. I prefer drinking good beer. And so I will walk a couple blocks and drink some Four Hands before a Cardinal game. This is only 5.5%. It pours black as the night sky with aromas of dark chocolate, chocolate malt, and more chocolate. With a firm tan head And Rich, we are children.
Repeat that phrase.
Giggity.
It's just the way it rolled off the tongue.
With a firm, tan head. And a rich, velvety mouthfeel. Our chocolate milk stout. They wrote this. I'm not making, this is what they want you to say. You know. Our chocolate milk stout is a perfect complement to the change of seasons. Brewed with 2 pounds of cacao nibs per barrel. And Steven Tyler's here.
I think I want to try some of that cacao.
This beer is a chocolate lover's dream. Now, I am not a huge chocolate fan. This is what kept me away from stouts for years, and porters as well. I don't drink coffee, and I don't really like chocolate. So it doesn't make sense for me to like those kind of beers, but they've...
You're going to like this. It's not...
Well, no, this is one of my favorites.
For the holiday season.
Oh, you've had it.
Okay. Yeah, I've had... They actually have a peanut butter milk stout as well that I would have had, but it wasn't available currently. So we can't have a peanut butter milk stout face-off.
Can't do a vertical tasting on this.
But, Brent, you're making a face.
Oh, that was a burp.
Oh, okay. You're supposed to do that audibly.
Well, I don't. I'm a silent burper, so I just make an ugly face.
He just thinks it's amazing that everybody canceled their Christmas plans so they could be up here in India.
Yeah.
What was that description again?
Oh,
no, read it at all.
Could you just talk about the part about the firm tan?
I don't feel like
it's amazing. That's the same description used for the fleshlight.
Yeah, like I said,
it's okay, but
anytime you can add peanut butter into the chocolate, that's going to make me want to drink it more.
It's not bad. It's
okay. No, it's pretty smooth.
It can use some cayenne.
It's a little
cayenne.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We got a little bit left in the Indra here. You want me to pour that in?
They just be suffering from having to bat cleanup on this.
That's the thing is, I think
get a fucking Xantax.
I think that whatever the hell that Ballast Point one was.
Originally, that was going to be the closer, but I was like, you know what? I think we'll do 4 beers. I was just going to keep it at 3, and I thought maybe this might be a nice cool off. I think that might have done irreparable damage. That
it kind of tarnishes the palate a little bit. Like,
I'm not even sure I have taste buds at this point. But.
So the Indra Kunindra, that's a one and done.
That's
me.
A finisher. So. Yeah.
I'm gonna go to them titties 4 thumbs down.
Unity.
And but yeah, this chocolate milk stout from 4 Hands. I'm a fan. I picked this up. You can get it.
Yeah.
You can get it locally now. I used to have to get it down in St. Louis, but recently they expanded their distribution to the Peoria area, so now I can get it at Friar Tuck or Hy-Vee, and I don't have to drive 2.5 hours to get any of it.
Yeah, it's a bit of an inconvenience.
Yeah, a little bit. It hurts the pocketbook a bit, but, you know, I like beer. So.
No way.
I know, right? Well, I say we play another song, if that's all right with you guys.
It depends on which song it is.
Well, I thought you sang the last one. We should have one that Kenny sings next.
No, it was his birthday 2 months ago.
So.
Totally agree.
All right. So I think we'll play Shame on You.
Well, all right.
All right. So here is The Great Affairs with Kenny on vocals and drums. You know, you're doing both at the same time.
I'll another shit on too, but I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay. Was there any Glockenspiel on this?
Not on that one.
Not on that one? Okay. Well, Pat, did you have an oboe
like acoustic
solo?
Guitar on
that well, there was, but it got cut.
Oh, okay.
Cut in the last night. Yeah.
All right, well, here is Shame on You.
Play it every day.
Nice job, Kenny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, you know.
I dig that song. You know, I almost went with Fists and Guitars, but I got to say Shame on You. That's my favorite one that you sing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I have to, so. That goes back a long way, and these guys were kind enough to let me recut it with them, so I've been real happy with that. It seems to be a mainstay in our set.
Yeah, it's a crowd pleaser.
But enough about me. Let's talk about beer.
Okay, fine. Be that way. Yeah. You're used to being in the back. You
that's
know,
right. Yeah. That's right. All right. They keep me back there.
Oh, for he good showed reason. Up. Is
well, we're gonna go around and discuss what the winner of the episode was. Like, what was the favorite, the pick of the episode for you, Brent? What was your favorite?
I would go with probably the IPA. It's a close call between that and the peanut butter stout, but.
The Mayday Evil Octopus was the winner for you?
No, that would be...
No, that's the Black IPA.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was...
He doesn't remember. Even know
I already people. Forgot the names. I'm sorry.
He did yeah. a lot more than everybody else.
Yes, the Indra Canindra was your least favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
I already forgot the names.
Yes, them, but yeah. As you probably should. Denny, what was your favorite?
That's a tough call, man. I mean,
you did bring two of them, so I'm, you I'm, had already
I'm
had
already
both.
A little partial. I'm, you know, with the... Peanut butter stout, that's kind of my thing. That's why I brought it. But I do like this Mayday. They all have alcohol in them, so that's a...
Can't go wrong with that.
That's a plus. And that, even that spicy one was interesting. I'm going to stick with the peanut butter stout.
Yeah.
That's, if I had to, if I was left on a desert island with one beer, I think I would take that over the other three.
Okay. Good call. Kenny?
Well, if I was left on a desert island with one beer, I'd go into withdrawals and die. But, hopefully that won't happen. But I'm going with peanut butter stout, too. I mean, I thought they were all... Actually, other than the Taco Bell one, I thought everything else was excellent. But I just like this one the best.
So the tailgate was the winner for you.
Absolutely. And that's okay. A great brewery. And they really have everything they have there is good. And so if you're in the area, I would definitely, I don't know, in Stockton or anything, it's just a good brewery.
Next time I'm down in Nashville, I will make a point of visiting.
It's right in our neck.
I did not do that the last time I was down there. I drank a Bushwhacker, which I'm told everybody in Nashville has to do. I did not finish it. It was too chocolatey for me. I told you, man, I'm not a chocolate fan.
It's like a cake with alcohol.
So, yeah, I did not do a Nashville brewery run. I had some pizza at the Mellow Mushroom, which was amazing.
Awesome pizza.
And I hit a show at the End.
Yeah, the Punk Rock Bar.
Exit In.
Across the street.
That's better.
World famous.
Yeah. So, you know, I did some Nashville stuff, but I did not hit any breweries. So
well, there have been quite a few have sprung up since you were there last time.
Fantastic.
So more to choose from. Sajazu and stuff. There's several other ones.
Pat, what was your favorite?
I like the Natty Light that the guy brought in. That was awesome.
That was a palate cleanser, man.
This is why we didn't have him sitting at the table, folks.
Now, against the grain here, I really like the spicy thing.
Wow.
Good, man.
But my favorite probably was the peanut butter. I'll have to go with that. But I like the spicy one. I dug that more than anybody else did.
Yeah. Well, he did kill the bottle. Sure. He was like, hey, you got any more of that spicy Taco Bell beer or whatever Kenny called it?
I'm a big pepper guy, so, I mean,
he's a known bottle killer.
Well, your asshole's going to be hurting tomorrow morning, so... Matt,
why are you bunking?
Are you able to?
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm relaxing on the.
Yeah, that's fine. What was your?
I'm just over here trying to make out the girlfriend.
Fell into sorry, the futon. It was tough to get out. I got to go with the peanut butter.
The peanut butter.
Yeah,
all right.
Good stuff, huh?
The tailgate for Matt. My favorite is probably I'd go with the Mayday Evil Octopus IPA. That was pretty solid for me.
Excellent IPA.
Yeah.
Excellent IPA.
You know, and honestly, that was a total. Total grab. I asked the guy.
You hadn't even had that one before.
No, I hadn't had it.
That's fun then. You know, I thought you were bringing two familiars. You brought one that's a favorite.
I intended to, and I couldn't get downtown to get the...
It's okay. It worked out. I mean,
next time I will.
Some of us picked out that is our beer, so your failure ended up okay.
Yeah, I was lax. I apologize.
Yeah. Now, I kind of got into some of these questions with you guys earlier, asking about favorite places to drink while you're on the road. We always ask our guest questions. Brent, since you've talked probably the least, and you're filling in as co-host this
episode.
Yeah,
I'm terrible at it.
I'm a drinker.
I'm a big man.
What's the first craft beer you remember liking?
Oh, man, I really don't. It depends on what you consider a craft beer.
Not Natty Light.
No. I mean, when I was probably just turning 21, I honestly didn't really. I liked hard liquor more when I was younger. And then when I was first turning
like
21, and,
14,
yeah, pretty much.
Like everybody.
So, yeah. But when I first could buy my own beer, I thought, okay, I'm going to try some other stuff. And I think Sam Adams was the first beer that I really started drinking that wasn't because everybody I knew just drank Bud Light. And Miller
Light,
you know.
Well, you got a baby step in.
Right.
You know, Blue Moon was my toe dip into craft beer. And then, you know. You go from the wheat beers to the IPAs, and then, you know, it just goes from there.
Yeah, I first tried the Boston Lager, and I was like, yeah, it's good. And then I tried the Cream Stout, and it was pretty much over. I was like, oh, my God, this is the best thing I've ever had. And it just kind of, from then on, I started just going to the liquor store, and I just would try whatever they had that I had never tried.
Now, what's your current favorite, now that you're a little more seasoned?
That's tough, but I really like stouts a lot. And Old Rasputin Imperial Stout.
That's
probably one of my all-time
favorites.
That's
a good one. That's up on the wall.
Yeah, and a while back, probably, 2 years ago, I think, Denny, I think you shared a bottle of the barrel-aged Old Rasputin.
Yeah.
I finally found some in Chicago, and I bought, like, 3 bottles of it. A little pricey. It was, like, $25 a bottle. But, that was really, really, really good. I don't know if it was worth $25 a bottle. Because it was a little steep, you know. And
was good, though, man.
But it was a really...
Sometimes that price tag makes you remember it a little bit more.
It was a memorable beer, though, because I liked their just regular Imperial Stout anyhow. And then the barrel-aged... Oh, man. Now I'm pretty much craving one, so...
What's the favorite brewery?
Craven Moorhead.
Here we go, talking about heads again. Have you been to any breweries? Done any tours? Like, do you have a favorite one that you've been
to? I've only done one tour, and it was the Milwaukee Brewing Company. And it was like $7 and all you could drink. And
you told
out of
me
there
about
just
this.
Like fucking smoked.
Yeah.
Because they would do a tour, and like the dude would take you over to whatever, show you this part of the, you know, factory, and I don't know, talk for 5-10 minutes, and then he'd be like, all right, well, my glass is empty, let's go fill them up, you know. And so you'd go fill your glass up. About 5 minutes later, he's like, all right, well, my glass is empty. So you were constantly going and just filling up with whatever beer you wanted. Yeah. And so, well, he said that, you know, basically they work all week and then do the tours on the weekend.
Is it like that left and Twix factory thing that they have before? They have packing time left.
No, but it was cool. I mean, it was, you know, you were drinking about $50 worth of beer easy for like $7. And then they gave you a token that you could take to any local bar that had their beer and get a free beer.
Nice.
And so, I don't know how we drove back to my brother's place that day, but we did. It was crazy.
Now, where's your favorite place to drink locally, aside from Casa de Storzon?
That's a place?
I created a location on Foursquare so I can check into Casa de Storzon. I think there's also Brent's Palace of Sin, I think, is another one.
Yeah, that was one of them, too.
Which is a bunker.
Yeah, that's a whole...
Now, was it the Exchange in Delavan?
I like that one a lot.
We got some friends of the show that are big fans of that place.
Yeah, they got a really good... craft beer selection. They rotate it, change beers out, you know. I don't know how often, but it seems I only go about every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And about every time I go, they have
good
half
stuff.
Of it's different, and so. And they got a great menu, too. Really good food, so.
Cool. All right. Well, if you're local, make sure you check out the Exchange in Delavan, Illinois. Denny, what's your favorite craft beer currently?
That's tough. Pat mentioned that. That Southern Wit from Tennessee Brew Works, I love that. Maybe just because it's free when we play there, but it's also quite tasty. And I love that
peanut butter stout. That's why I brought it. But, man, that Delirium Nocturnum, man, that's...
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It's pricey, man, so I don't drink it that often, but that stuff is...
More people talk about the Tremens.
That Tremens is a little easier on the...
It's too spicy for
me. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a Belgium beer.
Hitting, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, even, like, you know, the Stone IPA is... Great too. That's one that
the go-to IPA.
Yeah, I never get sick of that, man. I mean, you don't want to drink and sit there and knock on a six pack or anything because it kind of loses its charm. But that's a great beer too.
Not everybody feels that way.
Obviously, some people are more equipped to handle.
Also, we need to be quiet. Yeah. Matt's sleeping.
Is he slumbering?
Oh, now he's up. Sorry, now that I've addressed the elephant in the room. Kenny, what is your favorite current craft beer?
Well, I don't...
Aside from the one you're drinking, is always your favorite.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
Unless it's that, the Conundrum or whatever that was.
Conundrum.
Yeah.
I'm not always a fan of craft beer because I feel like a lot of shitty beer gets passed off as craft beer.
That's true.
And all that kind of stuff because a lot of people just don't really know how to do it. Anybody can buy a beer kit from and start brewing your own beer, and it mostly tastes really over malty and things like that. But when that Tennessee Brew Works opened up over there, I liked that a lot. This peanut butter stout, which is the first time I've had it, has really
made an impression.
I try not to get too far from home and operate a motor vehicle, so you know, mostly
you're a couple states away, my friend.
Yeah. Well, when I'm at home and drinking, I try to limit it to where I can stagger out of there and still.
It's a good
get home, but I do. I like anything that's good and anything that's different. So I don't have a particular favorite, but we've got some great watering holes in Nashville that are kind of off the beaten path. The Broadway Brew House down on Broadway has got they've got 100-something beers, I think, on tap there.
Nice.
And they're always changing them out, so I'll try anything, see what it's like. I love these new craft brewers that are coming up and really doing it right, so I don't have a specific favorite place, but I will certainly
wave
the flag for anybody. That
That's a good one, too. Black Abbey. We forgot about Black Abbey.
Where's that one?
That's the one over there on the industrial drive there by Guitar Center, whatever it's called back there, where all the flooring places are.
I haven't been there.
What's called the Rose or something like that?
They have that.
When I visited you a couple years ago, I drank some of that.
Their stuff is great.
That was good.
Black Abbey product show.
And I brought a growler of that home.
That is a good one. Any of those Black Abbeys that I've had so far have been fantastic. And we have a place in Nashville called ML Rose who has really good overpriced burgers and terrible service, but...
I didn't. It was okay the day I was there.
Was it?
Yeah.
Which location were you at?
I was with when we met up with Ketchmark and
that was probably
Jessica.
Charlotte's on Charlotte.
Is that on Charlotte? Yeah.
Yeah.
It
was all right. I had a cheesesteak. I had a couple good beers.
Was worth
it. Oh yeah, that's just. I'm sure
this is my first time here. I'd like to have the.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably made you feel like you were a second class citizen as they were serving you. Wait, step over there, fucking assholes.
We had a very friendly African American gentleman, I believe, was our waiter, and he recommended beers to me.
Really?
Like, yeah, he was a solid job.
I haven't had him yet. I'm gonna request it.
Well, hello.
Not that way.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna need some more of that. That's gonna go on.
Pat, do you have a favorite craft beer?
There's a brewery down in Nashville or the area, Little Harpeth.
Oh yeah,
there's a Little Harp of the Bison Bach, which for some odd reason I'm very fond of. I don't know why.
It's not the peanut butter.
Very good.
It's not peanut
butter. Beer.
It's
beer.
Okay. Is it got alcohol in it?
We're killing the growlers here, folks. We're scraping the bottom of the barrels.
We're about to head down to the 7-Eleven and get some natural light.
Or we're you no, know, we no.
No, man, we got locking a little crazy nights about to happen here.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yes, we got to get these guys back to
what about a Colto?
Oh yeah, no Oculto this episode.
You're out of Oculto?
I don't keep it in stock, but we can look and see what I got in the reserves after.
Can I just make one comment real quick?
Yeah.
I love the police box motif going on in the studio restroom.
And the studio bathroom is Doctor Who themed.
It was very nice. I want to know when you can get that, because I would love it.
My daughter and I are big Doctor Who fans, so we have decorated the bathroom in TARDIS. We have a TARDIS shower curtain.
Matt decorated your bathroom.
It's a whole different thing.
I think
he took it all down though.
Okay, that's good. But yeah, we got some Doctor Who art prints. Not that kind of art.
It's like a Rorschach painting.
On that note, how about we close it out with another song from you guys, and this will be our farewell. So here is Sherry Baby, and thank you for joining us on Drunken Lullabies, and we will see you in a week.
Cheers, fuckers.
Thank you.
Leave you cold.